This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn. Today, I will tell you about an upcoming event that will help benefit an organization that provides resources and several forms of financial support to families of first responders killed in the line of duty. We will also discuss an organization that provides community-based legal, mental health, and restorative services to youth and families. And finally, a Westside hospital is providing free STI screening from now until June. We now welcome Rachel Solomon, the Director of Development and Communications for Moran Center for Youth Advocacy to Score Values. Rachel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you. You know, you guys have a gala coming up, and we'll get to that. But I first want to kind of give you the floor to tell the listeners out there about the advocacy work that Moran Center does for Evanston's youth.
Sure. So I work at the James B. Moran Center for Youth Advocacy. We go by the Moran Center for short, and we provide integrated legal, mental health, and restorative justice services to address the needs of youth and their families. You're right that we serve primarily the Evanston-Skokie area, but we also have a pilot program doing advocacy, education advocacy outreach in the Rogers Park community. And serve all of Cook County with criminal record relief services because the need is there. One of the things that makes Moran Center unique is that anybody receiving legal services from us has access to free case management and trauma-informed therapy. So we can really address the legal challenges that led them to our offices and look at what was behind those problems and kind of look at it from a more holistic way. And the other thing that that as a nonprofit we're really proud to say is that all of our services are free to the community, so we can really provide access in the areas that our community needs it.
Rachel, it's interesting because you mentioned the holistic approach that you guys take to helping youth, and you mentioned on your website that one of your goals is dismantling the school to prison pipeline. How do you guys go about doing that, and how important is it to have a comprehensive approach that tackles all the areas that are needed for youth when discussing such a system that is sort of ingrained in our society?
Sure. I appreciate you asking that because it is, it's a complicated problem. And, you know, we're proud to offer some solutions to try and help stem that school-to-prison pipeline or institution-to-institution pipeline. You know, there are so many systems in place right now that unfairly target Black and brown youth and limit the opportunities that they can have to a quality education and to thrive in the community. We strongly believe that all children deserve justice in the courtroom, access to the classroom, and restoration in their community. So in addition to providing free criminal representation to youth facing injustices in our community, we also provide advocacy in schools for students who are facing school exclusion. So that could look like suspension, expulsion, and other factors that could limit them from success in the classroom, like not having the opportunity for educational assessments or not having the opportunity for an individualized education plan. Also, to speak to the integrated philosophy we have, you know, we believe adding trauma-informed care to our approach can really help us address some of the factors that are continuing to limit students of color from receiving opportunities post-graduation, going to college, going to succeed in a trade of their choice, really thriving in the community, just because there are factors at home, intergenerational traumas that are being passed down that are going unaddressed because it's not always easy to have access to, let alone cheap, free therapeutic services. One of the other areas that we really emphasize in our approach to dismantle the school-to-prison pipeline is providing civil legal services. Our school-based civil legal clinic provides support to help stabilize the home life of kids in the school district we serve. So we see this as essential in navigating some of these institutional challenges. If kids are facing problems at home with housing insecurity, guardianship cases, eviction, all of these things can raise the trauma level in the household and make it challenging for kids to do well in school and even maybe come to school. And so we don't want those opportunities to be limited by things that are out of the control of the students that we work with.
What are some of the students, the parameters for students who would be eligible for your program?
Sure. So with the youth we serve, we actually serve youth and young adults up to age 26. Understanding neuroscience and that the prefrontal cortex is still developing to age 25, we want to understand that decision-making centers are still forming. And so it's important for us to be there as trusted adults to advocate for youth while they're still learning how to make the right decisions. The students that we work with reside in Evanston Township or attend schools in Evanston, Skokie. We mostly work with districts 202 and 65. And most of our clients live at or below 80% of the poverty line determined by HUD. That having been said, the need for criminal record relief is so high. So expunging and sealing records, we've seen an increase in this need because since cannabis was legalized. And so we serve any individual in Cook County with criminal record relief, regardless of their age or income. But by and large, we work with youth and young adults or the families of youth and young adults residing in Evanston.
Rachel Solomon joining me this morning on Score Values. She is the Director of Development at the Moran Center for Youth Advocacy. And Rachel, what are some of the ways that people can get involved with Moran Center?
Sure. So Moran Center has a pretty big presence in the Evanston community, and we're looking to engage even more with Greater Chicagoland. You know, we're always seeking involvement in our events, and I know we'll speak a little bit about our upcoming event and a few more that we have going on. We also, as a legal aid organization, are always welcoming new pro bono attorneys. So if there are folks out there that are interested in getting their pro bono credits, we definitely could use the help with record relief, civil legal support. The need is always there. Anybody who is advocating for a more fair and just society We are looking to have advocates in our corner around policies that can empower youth that are facing injustices in the we call it the criminal injustice system. So volunteers in that respect. And then, to speak to a prior point, all of our services are free to the community based on community support. So making those donations, coming to our events and making small gifts really goes a long way in providing access to justice for our community's youth.
Well, let's talk about that event you just hinted at, and that is the Justice Renews Gala coming up on Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Women's Club of Evanston. What do you guys have in store for Thursday night?
We are so excited to continue what started in December and really understanding that our Moran Center community loves justice and they love music with a message. So we started our Justice Renews event series in December with our Concert for Justice featuring Mavis Staples. This next Justice Renews event is our annual gala with a twist. We're really, really excited to welcome Chicago native Tari Teray. She's worked with a number of Chicago legends like Talib Kweli, Kanye, Common, and even The Roots, and has been touring with Slick Rick. She's joining us as a friend of the Moran Center, who has performed at a past event with us before, after receiving multiple Grammys, to take the stage and really amplify our message of providing opportunities for justice to renew opportunities and hope. And in addition to the live performance, we'll have an opportunity for the community to gather over, food, fun, and fellowship, if you will, but gathering over refreshments, games, and it should be a really, really wonderful evening.
Outstanding stuff. Rachel Solomon, Director of Development and Communications for Moran Center for Youth Advocacy, joining me this morning on Score Values. And Rachel, for folks out there that maybe can't make it to the gala and are looking for ways to donate or want to find out more about your organization, can you kind of guide them to the website and discuss the ways to give to your organization?
Sure. So I invite everybody to visit us at moran-center.org. It's moran-center.org. Encourage you to make a donation to support our programs, but even more so to learn about what we do in the community and learn a little bit more about the issues that are facing our community as a whole. We really want to build a more restorative community, and that requires everyone's efforts. The good news is if you're unable to make it to our gala, we have a number of events coming up afterwards. On May 9th, we are having our pint night at Temperance Brewing Company in Evanston, where a portion of beer sales will go back to the Moran Center, so a win-win. We're also partnering with Downtown Evanston for their Summer Sound series, and so we'll have a special night on August 29th in the Downtown Evanston Square featuring the Windy City Ramblers, a second line that are really preserving the culture here. So we're excited to partner with them and put on that free concert. And then while I can't release who the artist is just yet, we're going to have our second annual Concert for Justice on December 14th at Conn Auditorium in Evanston. So everybody save the date, and we'll be announcing our headliner this summer.
Outstanding stuff. Can't wait for the gala coming up on Thursday, and then the events that you mentioned throughout the summer. Should be a very fun summer for the Moran Center for Youth Advocacy. Rachel, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much.
We now welcome Dr. Carlos Zambrano, an infectious disease specialist at Loreto Hospital, to Score Values. Dr. Zambrano, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Good morning, Alex.
Yeah, well,
thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. We're delighted to have you. And the reason we're having you is because Loreto Hospital has announced that their screenings for STIs and HIV are returning, free screenings. Can you tell us a little bit about the return of these screenings?
Yes, sure. So, yeah, Loreto Hospital is invested in, the well-being and of the community, Austin community in Chicago. And we have now these free screening for sexually transmitted diseases during the months of April, May, and June. And as you may know, April is the sexually transmitted disease or STD awareness month, and June will be the HIV awareness month. So we want to do these from 9 in the morning till 3 p.m., and it is a free testing, and people can either walk in or call to set up an appointment.
Dr. Zambrano, in your estimation, why is it so important for people to get screened routinely, and why is it so important for you at Loretto Hospital to be able to offer these free screenings?
Right. So we want to target people in women in the reproductive age, 15 to 45, could have could acquire sexually transmitted infections. But also, those infections could be passed on to their children that if they are expecting. But anyone that is sexually active could have a sexually transmitted disease. So we want to make sure people get diagnosed and treated. The best way is to stop the spread of these infections is to diagnose them as early as we can and treat them. Also, because if these conditions are left untreated, they could cause some long-term damage, so we want to avoid that.
Absolutely. Dr. Carlos Zambrano, an infectious disease specialist at Loretto Hospital, joining me this morning on SCORE Values. And I know that Loretto Hospital prides itself as a safety net medical institution. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, there are a number of hospitals in the city that are safety net hospitals, meaning that they are taking care of the health of specific communities that are underserved, where people are uninsured or underinsured. And so we take care of everybody regardless of their ability to pay. And so because of that, we get some help from the government, local government or state, in order to accomplish that mission.
Dr. Zambrano joining me this morning on SCORE Values. And when we're discussing STIs and HIV and other sexually transmitted infections, there's a stigma sort of associated with getting tested. Do you find that as something that is true? And how can we help kind of reduce the stigma and make this, especially for our community, a more routine thing when it comes to our health?
Yeah, so that is true. There is always a stigma. And then we think for many reasons. One is because of the way these infections are transmitted. And of course, there is a stigma associated with that, but also because of the lack of knowledge about these conditions. That's why these campaigns in these awareness months are going to help in helping us educate the public that they need to recognize that there is a set of infections and they need to learn a little bit about each one of them in order to recognize the infections early or to look for medical care by us offering these free testing. So anybody who has any concerns just because they have had unprotected sex or engage in any risk behaviors, they could feel that they need to get tested. And so we could have the opportunity to do the free testing, but also educate the patient about sexually transmitted diseases, diagnosis, and treatment.
So what I'm kind of gathering, Dr. Zambrano, is not only is the free testing being offered a very important part of what you guys are doing, but trying to educate the community as well.
That's correct. And then in doing that, we think we're going to decrease the stigma associated with these conditions, and so that people are going to feel that there's a place in which they can go get tested and get treated, and everything is going to be confidential.
Dr. Carlos Zambrano, an infectious disease specialist at Loretto Hospital, joining me this morning on SCORE Values. So how can folks get screened? What do they need to do, sign up or what have you?
Correct. So anyone who wants to get a screen for STIs or sexually transmitted infections, they can call our main number up at the clinic at Loretto Hospital, 773 854 5475 and then make an appointment, or they can just walk in any day, Monday through Friday, from 9 in the morning till 3 p.m. to get tested. And that is going to be for the months of April, May, and June.
Outstanding stuff. Dr. Carlo Zambrano, an infectious disease specialist at Loreto Hospital, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No problem, Alex. Thank you very much for having us today.
That's going to do it for another edition of Score Values. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information regarding an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. I'm Alex Kuhn, and thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.